Mr. President, this is the seventh time that we are together in celebrating Greek Independence Day, honoring the symbolic date of March 25, 1821. As a Greek Orthodox American community, we are deeply thankful to you for giving us the great honor of hosting once again this auspicious event in the White House, your house, and for offering to us your presidential proclamation as a solemn tribute to this day. As we think about the Hellenic Revolution that started on the 25th of March, 1821, and which ended with the establishment of the independent and sovereign state of Greece after four centuries of Ottoman occupation, we vividly remember the American Revolution and Declaration of American Independence on July 4th, 1776. Both truly changing, world-changing revolutions share two basic characteristics. First, they were dominated by a tremendous passion for freedom, liberty, and independence for individuals, societies, and nations. Second, they were equally dominated by an intense belief in a God who is the source of that freedom and independence, and who is at the same time the ultimate and absolute guarantor of these principles. In both cases, the fight was exceedingly difficult. From a human perspective, the possibility for success seemed rather limited. Pessimistic voices were raised everywhere. Yet, both revolutions succeeded, and they succeeded brilliantly. Freedom and independence were born on a ground that offered, in what followed, the best presuppositions for astonishing developments. These developments projected universally the unparalleled value of freedom and independence as inseparable and integral components of human life worth living on Earth. Today, both the United States and Greece are free, prosperous countries, enjoying the fruits of liberty and independence gained by these two heroic revolutions. At the same time, throughout the 20th century and up to the present day, both our countries have been champions for the promotion of freedom, liberty, and independence through considerable sacrifices, resulting from full participation as allies in two world wars and in other geographically limited conflicts. Through such sacrifices, not only freedom, liberty, and independence, but also democracy, justice, and respect for human rights were established and became part and parcel of the life of numerous nations. It was in this spirit that President Thomas Jefferson, in 1823, replied to a request from the prominent Greek Adamantios Korais, who had asked him for advice in drafting the new constitution for the reborn state of Greece. President Jefferson, in his letter of reply from his home in Monticello, Virginia, on October 21, 1823, offered the following thoughts to Adamantios Korais. Dear sir, there are certain principles in which all states agree and which all cherish as vitally essential to the protection of the life, liberty, property, and safety of all citizens. One, freedom of religion. Two, the well-known law of habeas corpus. Three, trial by jury. Four, the exclusive right of legislation and taxation in the representatives of the peoples. And five, freedom of the press, subject only to liability for personal injuries. I have thus... dear sir, continues President Jefferson. According to your request, giving you some thoughts on the subject of national government, they are the results of the observations and reflections of an octogenary, that was a word, today we say octogenarian, who has passed 50 years of trial and trouble in the various grades of his country's service. We are aware, Mr. President, of your predecessor's commitments to the values of liberty and independence and to the assistance of other nations in need. We are also aware of your own personal commitment to implementing these ideals for the betterment of our whole world. There are formidable difficulties, obstacles, and challenges associated with this task. This is why we pray unceasingly to the Almighty God for his decisive assistance in your labors. Allow me to conclude with the information that our celebration of Greek Independence Day this year coincides with the 60th anniversary of two remarkable post-World War II events, the Truman Doctrine and the Marshall Plan, both being expressions of assisting the task for democracy and freedom after the horrors of a world war. Allow me also to mention another symbolic coincidence regarding the prominent two men we spoke about. President Jefferson and Adamantios Korais, who were so greatly involved in the two major revolutions and in the organizations of their respective countries and constitutions, have a very unusual coincidence. Thomas Jefferson died in 1826 on July 4th, American Independence Day. Adamantios Korais died in 1833 on March 25th, Greek Independence Day. Both men had devoted their entire lives and geniuses to the dawn of such a day of independence, freedom, and liberty that certainly had a dawn, but with the help of God, will have no sunset, no end. Thank you, Mr. President.
Your Eminence, thanks. It's great to have you back at the White House. One of the joys about being the president is you get to meet some pretty interesting people. And I will tell you, Your Eminence, I value our friendship. You're such a gentle soul, and it gives me great. It soothes my spirit to be with you. I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate your leadership. And I'm proud to join you in celebrating the 186th anniversary of Greek independence. And we're glad you're here. Thanks for coming. As you can tell, there's going to be a series of orations, and then you get to go have some refreshments. I appreciate the leaders of the Greek American community here with us today. Our country is home to 1.2 million Greek Americans, actually more than that. And Your Eminence, Greek Americans have really enriched our culture and enriched our nation's heritage. They're a lively bunch, as you know. Absolutely. But an important group of people in our country, and that's really what we celebrate here. We celebrate our friendship with the nation of Greece. And Madam Foreign Minister, thanks for coming. I talked to Condi about here discussions with you. We have a lot to do together, and I appreciate your leadership. I thank the ambassador for joining us today. Mr. Ambassador, thanks. Thanks for bringing Francois, wife. I appreciate the ambassador from the Cypriot ambassador to the United States, Andreas. Thank you for coming. Appreciate you being here. Thank you for bringing your wife, Kareem. I want to thank Nick Burns for being here, former ambassador to Greece from the United States, now top official at the State Department. One of my top advisors happens to be a Greek-American, Fran Townsend, Fran Fragos Townsend, whose advice I listen to on a regular basis, Your Eminence. Thank you for serving. I appreciate members of the Congress who have come. Thank you all for taking time. Congressman Carolyn Maloney from New York, Gus Bill Rockus from Florida, John Sarbanes from Maryland, Zach Space from Ohio. Appreciate you all coming. You're welcome to be here. I want to thank Father Alex, wherever you are. There he is, Father Alex. Yeah, trying to be as low profile as possible. Appreciate you coming, and thanks for your continued friendship. I want to thank members of the United States military, Greek Americans who wear the uniform of the United States. I thank you for your service. I thank you for your dedication. I thank you for your stalwart defense of freedom and peace. As you mentioned, Your Eminence, in 1821, the people of Greece proclaimed their independence. And they risked their lives to secure liberty. They knew that their land had been the home of the first democratic society, first place in the world where people could choose their leaders, speak their minds, and freely explore the arts and the sciences. These great Greek patriots also knew that freedom and democracy were more than just a legacy, that they were their destiny. And they believed, like I believe, that freedom is the hope of all mankind, not just a few people, but of all mankind. And when they made their stand for freedom and independence, they found a lot of friends in this country, Americans who expressed their support by contributing funds, and some who volunteered to serve in the new Greek army. Americans stood with Greece again after World War II. When violent communist insurgents threatened Greece's free government, as you mentioned, President Truman saw the danger, and he articulated a new and bold doctrine for our country. In an address to the United States Congress, he put it this way: it must be the policy of the United States to support free peoples who are resisting attempted subjugation by armed minorities or by outside pressures. Like democracy itself, the Truman Doctrine grew out of the experience of the Greek people and affirmed the desire for freedom for all people, not just a handful, not just some, but for all. Today, Greece and the United States are allies in the cause of freedom, Madam Minister, and I want you to send thanks to your government. In Afghanistan, a Greek engineering team provides support to the International Security Assistance Force. Greek medical team provides emergency care to those who are wounded, and we thank you very much. In Lebanon, Greek naval units are part of UNIFIL force supporting the Democratic Sonora government. These Greek forces are serving with courage. They're helping young democracies who struggle against the forces of evil. And I appreciate your vision. I appreciate the good work that we're doing to lay the foundation of peace for generations to come. It is hard work, Madam Minister, but it is necessary work. I appreciate the important help Greece has provided to Americans who find themselves in danger overseas. Last summer, Greece was one of the first nations to offer ships to help evacuate Americans who found themselves stranded in Lebanon following Hezbollah's unprovoked terrorist attacks on Israel. We called for your help, and you delivered, and we appreciate that a lot. That's what friends do. In January, the Greek government responded quickly following a grenade attack on our embassy in Athens, and we appreciate the determination of Greek authorities to bring those responsible for this attack to justice. We're grateful for the many messages of sympathy and support we've received after those attacks. We also share with Greece important ties of faith, Your Eminence. The Greek Orthodox Church counts more than 1 million members in the United States, and it plays a vital role in the spiritual life of our nation. Your Eminence, I thank you and congratulate you on 40 years of ministry as a bishop. You're providing necessary and important leadership here in the United States. You're a man of wisdom. You're a man of prayer. I appreciated your thoughtful response to me and Laura after the September the 11th attacks. These were tough times for our nation, and your comforting call meant a lot to me. I thank you for your determination to rebuild what was lost on that terrible day. On 9/11, the terrorists who struck Manhattan brought down not only magnificent skyscrapers, but a humble house of worship. Before those attacks, St. Nicholas Church stood just south of the second tower of the World Trade Center. Your vision is for a new St. Nicholas to rise just a few steps from its original site. And with your help, St. Nicholas will once again be a sanctuary of faith in New York's financial district and a new center of reconciliation for visitors from all over the world. I thank you very much, Your Eminence, for gracing this house. This is the people's house. It belongs to everybody who's an American. I thank you for your vision of peace. I thank you for your spirituality. And I thank you for joining me as we celebrate Greek Independence Day. May God bless you all.